Bird attacks and speeding up your workout music. A Linux command line tutorial. Upon a tiny bicycle adventure, asking myself how to approach the subject of workout music and Linux, while I was contemplating an introduction to Linux and the many required steps along the way, a little bird swooped down, and apparently it tried to carry me away. This was exactly what I needed. In the moment I was pedaling on my bicycle, and the little bird was camping on top of my head, hopefully just attacking, I realized all I needed to say about Unix and Linux in this poem is that I have been speeding up my workout music, and explain the command I use. As the bird let go, and I started waving frantically above my head so that it doesn't come back again, I felt that I should mention that it is probably best to buy a cheap dedicated Linux computer, a Raspberry Pi, which costs around $140, and a monitor, unfortunately, which costs around $70. It is not very fast, but web pages load okay, and it is a proper Linux with a proper terminal application where you can type commands. Installing FFmpeg should only require running sudo apt-get install FFmpeg. The Raspberry Pi documentation has some useful information about using apt. If the command does not work out, which doesn't really happen, like, at all, then you would have to search for how to install FFmpeg on Raspberry Pi and begin your Linux adventure there. But using apt is easy, and you will soon have FFmpeg on your system. You'll have to copy your music onto the Pi, and from now on I will refer to your favorite song as originalsong.mp3, and the song that we will speed up will be called spedupsong.mp3. There are three parts to this command, and it all begins by saying FFmpeg to tell the system that you will be using the FFmpeg program. Then, the developers behind FFmpeg decided that you should use -i to tell FFmpeg of any input files. So you have to say -i originalsong.mp3. This is called giving a command an argument. We are giving it the I argument with the value of originalsong.mp3. Next, we say -af space a tempo equals 1.25. So we are giving FFmpeg the AF argument, which is short for audio filter, and then we specify the filter, which is the A tempo filter. A tempo stands for adjust audio tempo. The syntax that follows -af is something that FFmpeg programmers picked to try to make things easy and useful. In this case, atempo is followed by equal sign, which means assign value, and the value that we are assigning is 1.25. This is so hard to grasp at first, because FFmpeg programmers really struggled with how to make all this somewhat readable and really useful. 1.25 is a programmer's way of saying set the tempo to 125%. The math is easier this way, and everyone just does it. So if you wanted to speed up your song to 150% tempo, you would say a tempo equals 1.50. And if you wanted to slow it down to 50% tempo, you would say a tempo equals 0.50. At this point, we just give FFmpeg the file name we want to save the changes to, which in this tutorial is sped-up-song.mp3. So the whole command reads like this: FFmpeg hyphen I original song MP3 hyphen AF A tempo equals 1.25 sped-up-song.mp3. The biggest thing to learn from all this is that programmers are trying to be useful and they are very thrifty. The operating system has no idea where or what A tempo is. That is just part of FFmpeg and it is its own world of complexity. As to the command line is trying to be useful. It is just command names and arguments and developers trying to make commands useful. It is faster to do things on the command line. Just imagine how many clicks you would have to make in a graphic user interface application. As to not knowing what the commands are, nobody knows them at first. You just write them down, and eventually you end up memorizing them. In closing, I will speed up one of my songs to let you hear the difference. Here is the original speed. And here is the version that is sped up to 125% tempo. The overall lesson to take from all this is that command line is not scary, but it will take a Linux and some nodes to get used to it. And if you are bicycling amongst angry birds, bring an emergency hat.